Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan. Tom Brady has the number one selling jersey of any NFL player in both Virginia and in Maryland. So forget the Redskins. Forget the Ravens. Brady, number one in those two states. By the way, 17 states around the country. I am not surprised that the number one selling NFL jersey in Virginia isn't a Redskin. They haven't won anything meaningful in a long time. It's a very transient area, specifically Northern Virginia, just like Maryland close to D.C. is as well. This city, this region, a lot of people in Northern Virginia, in Maryland, in the D.C. area, are not from here. We cover that all the time. If you would have told me, though, Danny, that Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott, there's a lot of Cowboys fans for whatever reason.
Right.
Even, you know, New York Giant, maybe, a divisional rivalry. Someone within the NFC East that regionally made some sense was the number one selling jersey. I would say, yeah, I get that. I could see that. Tom Brady, really?
Well, most things apply regionally and correctly. So, in other words, in Colorado, Von Miller's the number one jersey. That guy's a stud. Yep. The neighboring state, Wyoming, he's the number one selling jersey. All in, no problem. In Texas, in Oklahoma, where the stupid Cowboys play, Dak Prescott's the number one jersey. So far, so good. In New England, Tom Brady's the number one selling jersey. In New York, Odell Beckham Jr. So far, I just have a bunch of good correlation where it makes good sense.
Seems like sense is being made.
Then you go to some of the different places. Or Georgia, example, Julio Jones. Then you start to get the places that don't make any sense. Virginia.
Doing great.
Arkansas. Louisiana. Missouri. Illinois. Montana. Tom Brady. Why is that? Explain that to me. Everybody else is regional and correct, and I'm buying jerseys for my home team. Other places, we're just going random. We're getting weird. Marshawn Lynch was the number one jersey selling in Iowa. What? I don't get it, man.
Okay, but I can play the game that a lot of states without NFL teams will latch on to the best team.
Okay.
And the best player on the best team is Tom Brady. He is arguably the greatest quarterback ever. He might be the most recognizable athlete, not named LeBron James, on planet Earth right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to a mall in the middle of America with pictures, just the headshots from NBA.com and NFL.com of Tom Brady and LeBron James, Brady may give LeBron a run for his money, wouldn't you think? I mean, don't you think as many people could recognize Brady, who is on TV shows, who's hosting SNL, who's on commercials? I think as many people may be able to recognize him as LeBron. And I would say LeBron would be number one on the list, but Brady's high up there. And so I understand why people buy his jersey in states where there's not a team. He's an immensely popular face at this point of the most important sports league that we have.
So in Nebraska, whether you don't have a pro football team and you got basically you're buying Tom Osborne ties at this point if you're in Nebraska because that was the last time your college football program was good. You buy an NFL jersey, it's Brady. Okay, I buy that.
The Commonwealth of Virginia? This is Virginia where we're doing great.
Virginia and Maryland.
How about Maryland where the Ravens have been good, do have a couple marquee players, do have a franchise quarterback who's won them a Super Bowl, who's not going anywhere, who's popular in Baltimore, Joe Flacco. See, the Redskins quarterback, because normally quarterback sells jerseys.
Sure.
Always being rented 1 year at a time. It is prohibitive, I would think, of you buying a jersey. Why would you right now go buy a Kirk Cousins jersey, not knowing if he'll be the quarterback here next year? You're going to spend $80 on something that you're going to have for several years when you might only be able to wear it to games for the next 10 times you're at FedEx Field?
Yeah.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. There are other players, though. Josh Norman, Ryan Kerrigan.
Trent Williams.
Recently drafted Jonathan Allen. Where you'd think, there's got to be several thousand of these being purchased right now. I don't meet that many Patriots fans in Virginia. I know off the top of my head, the guy you always talk about who you're friends with, who hates me, that always gets mad that we don't like Tom Brady more.
Right.
That guy's a Patriots fan and lives somewhere around here. My fiance goes to a gym, like a female gym in Alexandria, run by a couple. the dude who helps run the gym is a Patriots fan and a cool guy. I know him, and I might know two or three others. I know that many Bengals and Browns fans.
Right.
Tom Brady's the number one selling jersey in Virginia. See, I think people get offended or bothered. The big takeaway from this story is it's not a Redskin. And while that is frustrating and means something to me, it's not nothing. I don't get how Tom Brady's the guy.
Because it's not, it's Maryland and Virginia. Now, D.C., they don't have a list for, so I don't know that it'd be the case in the district. But Maryland and Virginia, it's Tom Brady's number one over, as you said, a Raven. And it's not like they haven't been good for a couple of years, but goodness gracious. How about it just Ray Lewis jerseys still fly off the shelves as far as I can tell. Old school Redskins, for goodness sakes. Like a John Riggins jersey should be over a Tom Brady jersey. Now, this is just for the month of May, but still bizarre to me.
Who would you guess was the number one selling jersey in Virginia if you hadn't seen anything yet?
In Virginia? I would have guessed a Cowboy. I'm thinking of Southern Virginia. I would have said Ezekiel Elliott.
I would have said Dak or Zeke. One of those two. It would have been Prescott or Elliott. And I would have bet a lot of money on it, to be honest with you. If you gave me those two guys over the field,
yeah,
I would have put a handsome amount of cash
agreed
on those two guys. So my point is not that I'm shocked it's not a Redskin. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be angry about that. I'd love for that not to be the case, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be the case.
It's a byproduct of them not being particularly competitive and people being ticked off, and it's not that great.
Danny, I think it's a byproduct of the market we're in. I think it's a byproduct of all the problems we have with D.C. as a sports town in general, which is all stemming from this transient market. And I know it's Virginia, not D.C., but Virginia, look at the election where the state oftentimes will go blue as opposed to red. So much of the state is made up by this area up here.
Uh-huh.
And Northern Virginia, the vast majority of the people in these major counties up here that they talk about on CNN on election night are not from here. They're from all over the country. It's just a transient place. How often do you actually meet people in Virginia that have like been there their entire lives in Northern Virginia? I don't think it's that common.
Yeah, it's not, but I've never bought that it's a transient city as the only explanation for stuff, because there's lots of transient
cities.
I'm not
saying it's the only thing. And I do think if the Redskins, to your point, were good every year and had won a Super Bowl 4 years ago, it might be a little bit different. But it doesn't change the fact that there's still Cowboys fans everywhere, that there's
right
still 10,000 Dolphins fans randomly at FedEx Field for week one a few years ago. Remember that?
Yes.
Debacle?
And then the explanation was, well, it's a special occasion for people from Miami to get to see their team, so that's why they bought tickets. Kind of. They're available, though. The tickets are available because people don't care about the Redskins as much.
Do you agree with me at all, though, that the bigger story is not that it's not a Redskin or a Raven in Maryland, but that it's Tom Brady? I find that strange. The guy's been around for almost 20 years. Like, there's nothing new or interesting about him.
If it's not going to be a shameful, horrid, disgusting Cowboy, the fact that it is him, I do agree with you, is a big story, especially in Maryland, where, again, the stupid Ravens have plenty of jerseys you could buy.
This was the month after the draft, by the way.
Yeah, in May. Like
Jonathan Allen's a hot thing. The Ravens have a new draft class. Tom Brady's months removed from the Super Bowl. But again, what is the timely, newsworthy, notable thing that's happened recently that would make you go out and buy a Tom Brady jersey? If you wanted one, didn't you already have one?
You probably had it.
It's not like they changed color schemes or something. Help me out here, people. 800-636-1067. Danny's curious about this like I am. Why is Tom Brady the number one selling jersey in Virginia and Maryland? And should we be concerned that it isn't a Redskin? You're listening to Grant and Danny.
Help us out on that and let Window Nation help you out. It's their anniversary sale. There is no better time to update that home. It's hot outside. You can keep it nice and cool in your home with the windows from Window Nation. I've done it. Grant has done it. These guys are the best. Check out this offer. You buy five or more windows, receive $175 off each window. Buy 10 or more, $200 off. 15 or more, $225 off each window. What does it all equate to? Thousands of dollars in savings.
That's right. All that savings. Anniversaries only happen once a year, and so do deals like this. So you got to trust the company that's installed windows in 65,000 homes. Ours are two of them. What better way to celebrate the anniversary than to extend savings on to you? Call Window Nation today. Mention their anniversary sale to receive up to $225 off each window. Don't think you can afford new windows right now? For a very limited time, they're offering financing as low as $59 a month on a house of windows.
That's like less than $2 a day. Get this done. Save some money. Save some time. Save some energy. Get yourself a tax credit. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. 90 Nation or windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.